Trouble, trouble. We're always in trouble. God must have forgotten all about us, said the people. Will the trouble never end?
For you, just listen to this. When everything seems dark, you will see a shining light. A child will be born, a new king for my people. Wise counselor he will be called, and prince of peace. He will be just and fair. There will be peace in his kingdom forever and ever. One day, just you wait and see. One day, someday, all the hurting will stop. You will all know me, and I will never leave you. The wolf will not hurt the sheep. The calf and the baby bear will go to sleep together, and little children will take care of them. One day, someday, just you wait and see.
So the people were comforted in their trouble. God has not forgotten us, they said. We will wait for the new king God has promised to send. He will make everything right. We hope he will come soon.
Imagine the stars in the sky, the countless constellations, the sprawling solar system, and among it, a little planet called Earth. God made all of these things, all the people and inhabitants of our planet. Then, just over 2,000 years ago, when we most needed him, when the time was right, God came down to be with us, to save us and to show us how life should be lived. He could have chosen anywhere to be his home. He could have built a palace for himself that would have made the grandeur of the Roman Empire seem like nothing. But he didn't. God chose to send his son to be born among the forgotten, the overlooked and the poorest. This is the story of how God came to be with us.
Mary was a young teenager who lived in a small town called Nazareth. She was engaged to a carpenter called Joseph and was so happy. She was thinking all about her wedding day. Mary was going to marry Joseph. How kind he is, she thought, and how clever at making things. He's going to be a great husband. No more trips to IKEA for me. Joseph can build it all from scratch. Mary was so busy with her thoughts that when she heard a movement behind her, she jumped out of her skin. Now Mary knew all about angels. God sent them when she had something special to say, but she never expected to see one. Well, you don't, do you?
Don't be afraid, Mary. God is really happy with you. You're going to have a baby, a really special baby boy called Jesus. In fact, the most special baby ever. He will be the Messiah, the one to rescue the world, the one for whom all Jews have been hoping for many years.
Wait a minute. God, who made the universe by just speaking words, who could do anything at all, was making himself small and coming as a baby to rescue the world?
How is this possible? I'm young and not even married yet.
That bit's easy. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and Almighty God himself will cover you, so the baby will really be the Holy Son of God. God can do anything, you know. Everyone thought that your cousin Elizabeth would never have a baby, but she will, really soon. It's all part of God's plan.
I shall be glad to do whatever God wants.
Then, as swiftly as he had come, Angel Gabriel was gone. Mary rubbed her eyes. Had she really been talking to an angel? She was bursting to tell someone.
I know. I'll go and tell Elizabeth. She's sure to understand.
Mary packed her bags and went off to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was really happy to see her. Mary told her all that had happened.
Was he, like, big and shiny, and did he have a
sword? Yes, that's the one. He came to tell us about our baby too, and now God has chosen you to be the mother of the promised king.
Suddenly Mary felt bubbly with joy and so happy that she began to sing.
How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and I will see how great is our God.
After her visit, Mary set out for home.
Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, Joseph was also getting strange messages from God. By this time, he knew all about Mary's baby and was not very pleased about it. But then, one night, he had an angel appear to him.
Joseph, do not be afraid to marry Mary. The baby she is carrying is really, really special. Her baby is the Son of God, and he must call him Jesus.
So Joseph did the right thing and took Mary to be his wife, and they lived in the small town of Nazareth.
Not long after, in the faraway city of Rome, Emperor Augustus needed money.
Clark!
I need more money! Arlo, write down all of the names of the people in the country that I rule. I want to make sure they pay me some tax.
His order went out, far and wide, away across the sea, and eventually reached Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph lived.
We must go to Bethlehem to put our names on the emperor's list. I know, honey. I'm sorry. Maybe our neighbours will lend us their donkey. You can ride him. We really have no choice, you know. We have to go.
The neighbours were kind and happily lent their donkey to the young couple. When they arrived at Bethlehem, the town was full of people. There wasn't one spare bed. Not one. Not anywhere.
Joseph, the baby, I think it's coming.
Oi, not you again.
It's my wife. She's about to have her baby.
I've only got one option. It's a bit smelly and loud. At least there's a roof. And I see if my brother could get some clean straw.
Thank you!
The innkeeper showed them round the back of his house where the animals were housed. It wasn't posh, it wasn't very clean, it wasn't ideal for any baby, let alone the Son of God, but...
That night, a star, shining more brightly than any other, poured its light down on the dingy stable, through the cracks in the roof. And the time came for Mary's first baby to be born. As the angel had said, as God has planned from the very beginning of time. He was Emmanuel, God is with us. And because there was nowhere else to put him, Mary wrapped her special baby in swaddling clothes and placed him in a box where the animals fed. Outside on the hills, there were sheep safe in their pen. A strong wall kept out the wild animals, and all night long, the shepherds watched for any danger. All was quiet, and all was dark. Then suddenly, the sky blazed with light, too bright to look at. An angel was standing there. He spoke to the shepherds in a loud, clear voice.
Good news, the best news ever, for you and the whole world. For today in Bethlehem, your king is born, God's promised king. Go see for yourselves. You will find him lying in a manger.
At once the sky was full of angels singing, Glory to God in heaven and peace on earth. Then once again, all was...
We must do as the angel said and go to Bethlehem. What about the sheep?
And once again, all was quiet. All was dark. The shepherds looked at each other.
We must do as the angel said and go to Bethlehem. What about the sheep?
I'm sure sheep will save us. If because an angel should sing like that, surely of the sheep.
So they hurried off to Bethlehem, and they found the baby king, just as the angel had said, not in a palace,
not in a house,
not even in an inn. They found him lying in a manger, in the place where the animals slept. The shepherds excitedly told Mary and Joseph all that had happened, and Mary listened. This was a night to remember. She would never forget it. And as the shepherds wandered happily back through the streets of Bethlehem, those who were awake heard them singing the first Christmas carols.
A long, long way from Bethlehem, some wise and learned men had been studying the stars and many complicated documents and poring over their science books. They were convinced that something monumental was happening. That a very special king was to be born, many, many miles away from where they lived. So convinced of the importance and the timing were they, that they packed lots of belongings, tents, food, water and such like, onto their camels and prepared to travel the months-long journey to find this new king. Eventually they arrived at Jerusalem, where Herod was king. They knocked on the door of the palace.
Come to see the king.
The king who's just been born.
Please let us in.
King Herod was most upset.
I am most upset. A new king, you said, instead of me. What is the meaning of this outrage? Never.
The wise men were shown into his presence. They bowed to the ground.
We've come from the east.
We saw a bright new star and followed it here.
A new star for a new king, a king for your people, the Jews.
We have come so far and travelled such a long way. Please, can we see him now?
No.
Why?
He's not here.
Please tell us where he is.
King Herod was most upset. Who could this new king be? Then he remembered something and sent for his wise men.
Long ago, God promised to send a king. Do you know where he will be born?
In Bethlehem, your most royal, majestic nobleness, so the prophets of long ago said.
King Herod wanted to find the new king. He wanted to kill him, but he was much too cunning to say so.
You go to Bethlehem, and when you find this king, do let me know. I want to visit him too, pay my respects and all that.
So off went the wise men from the east to Bethlehem. They saw the star again and followed it to the place where Jesus was.
We have found him at last. We have found the new king.
They knelt down before him and brought out their bags with precious and very costly gifts.
Because you are the King of Kings, I give you gold.
Because you are the Son of God, I bring you frankincense.
Because you are the Saviour of the world, I bring you myrrh.
Strange gifts for a baby.
Meanwhile, Herod waited and waited, but the men did not come back. God appeared to them in a dream and told them to return home by another route to protect Jesus from Herod's cruelty.
And so, this is how it was that the Saviour of the world was born. Worship by shepherds, worship by angels, worship by wise men, and now worship by us. For it is only because of Jesus' birth, his death, his life, death and resurrection that we can know friendship and peace with God. God who is with us, God who is for us, God who deserves all our worship.
So if there are any children left who would like to come and join us on the stage, please come now as we will stand and sing the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.